We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With the number of drivers on the freeways way down, apparently the number of speeders has increased. Citations for driving over 100 miles an hour nearly doubled in March and April compared to the same period last year. And joining me now is Tim Weisberg, Office of Traffic Safety Public Information Officer. So thanks for joining me today, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Now, first of all, traffic on the freeways, as everyone knows, is way down because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the safer at home orders. But apparently speeding tickets are way up. Explain.
That's right. So from March 19th, when the state's stay at home order began, to April 19th, the CHP issued nearly 2,500 tickets statewide for speeding more than 100 miles an hour. Now, to put that into perspective, they issued a little over 1,300 tickets for driving over 100 miles an hour during the same period last year. So that's nearly double from the year before, yet we've seen a significantly lower level of vehicle traffic on the roads because of the stay-at-home order.
And do you have any statistics on if accidents decreased or increased during that March and April period?
Well, there was a study that came out from the UC Davis Ecology Center that basically saw about 50% decrease in traffic crashes across the state using the same CHP data. So it usually averaged about, I think it was a little over 1,000 crashes per day, and it was about 500 for the same time period this year. So crashes are down. That's the one silver lining in it all, but speeding is way up.
And I would imagine that even though the number of traffic accidents are way down, those traffic accidents are way more serious.
That's right, because of the level you're traveling at. If you're in any type of crash, you're going to face more likely significant injuries, even death, and that pulls resources away from a much bigger fight we're fighting right now with this pandemic.
Now, what is California doing to encourage people to slow down?
We're letting people know across social media and on electronic freeway message signs that officers are out there watching them and speeding isn't going to be tolerated. So less traffic is not an invitation to speed. It doesn't give you the green light to travel faster with less cars on the road. Some of those freeway signs you'll see will say things like, if you must travel, do not speed. Keep essential workers safe, do not speed. These are just those extra reminders we hopefully make people check how fast they're going and think twice about speeding. Think about protecting themselves and their families by not going much faster than they should.
Okay, now for those of us that still have to drive into work, what is your message to them?
Slow down. There's no need to be in a rush. Much less traffic on the road, so there's less traditional bumper-to-bumper traffic that we see a lot in Southern California. And again, to protect you and your families, you need to drive at a safe speed. There's a speed limit for a reason. It's a limit. It's not a suggestion.
And why is speeding just as dangerous with less cars on the road? We touched on that briefly, but what are some of the other reasons?
Well, there's still people out like you and me running essential errands. We're staying at home, and people should listen to the public health directives, but prescriptions may still need to get picked up. Shopping might still need to get done. So the roads, there's less traffic, but they aren't empty either. So regardless of the traffic, higher speeds make it difficult to control the vehicle and practice those defensive driving measures for things that might come unexpectedly. Also keep in mind that Caltrans is taking advantage of less traffic and doing more construction work during the day. So you're going to see some maintenance and construction crews out there, and you definitely want to slow down for them move over a lane if you can, if they're on the side of the road. The movement of goods and services is also in full swing. There's more demand than ever for goods and products to be delivered, so there's a lot more trucks on the road delivering goods. So you have to keep that in mind, that trucks are on the road as well.
And what can people do to protect themselves and their families? And what do you say to those drivers that are speeding?
What I'd say to them is, would you be driving 100 plus miles an hour with your daughter, your brother, your mother, or grandma in the car? Probably not. So slow down. Look out for others. Think of yourself and your family when you're driving and how you would want them to have you drive and go safely.
So we've been talking about the increase in the number of speeding tickets recently during the stay-at-home orders, but how much is a speeding ticket going to cost you? What's the fine? How much is it going to set you back?
It can widely vary, but if you're going over 100 miles an hour, the base fine is usually close to $1,000, but depending on your driving record, it could be a lot more, and you could look at having your car impounded and a suspended license.
And that's not including your insurance premiums going to skyrocket.
Yes, the insurance is not going to be happy with it, so you're going to pay a pretty penny with your insurance premium as well. So it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not worth it to get a speeding ticket that costs you $1,000 and then probably going to cost you another $1,000 over the year for increased insurance premiums.
That's right, and you might not even have a car to drive either. You could have your license suspended, the car impounded. The penalties are stiff for a reason, and we hope that that's a strong deterrent for people to slow down.
So tell us about the move over law. What does that mean when we have to move over?
So the move over law requires anyone, if there is flashing amber red lights on the side of the road from a Caltrans vehicle, a police officer, ambulance, tow truck driver, to move over a lane if safe to do so. It's really meant to provide that extra cushion for workers that may be on the road. Maybe it's a tow truck driver responding to someone with a flat tire, CHP responding to some type of crash, but it requires people to move over a lane if safe to do so.
Okay, so it's not just for emergency vehicles on the side of the road, it's for Caltrans workers, anybody with an amber light.
That's right.
And where can we go to get more information about your department, about the Office of Traffic Safety?
Well, you can follow us on social media at OTS_CA on Twitter and Instagram, also California OTS on Facebook. We have a lot of tools and resources as well at OTS.ca.gov and our Go Safely California campaign website, which is GoSafelyCA.org. We have tip cards, fact sheets, activity books for the kids, lots of good information on there.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
Stay home if you can. Stay safe. If you need to go out for a walk, drive to the grocery store, pick up a prescription, please be safe. To protect you and your families, follow social distancing guidelines and don't speed.
Tim Weisberg, Public Information Officer for the Office of Traffic Safety, urging drivers to slow down because citations for drivers traveling over 100 miles an hour have nearly doubled in the last couple of months compared to the same period last year. So thanks once again, Tim, for joining me today. I appreciate it.
All right, of course. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.